Welcome back to the show. You know, Rick Smith has been to 21 NFL scouting combines, and the general manager recently sat down with us and talked about what the Texans have to do at this one. How big a part of the process is the combine?
It's a very, very important element to it. I've said often the most important part of evaluating a football player is what he does on tape, right? That's the football player, and that's how you figure him out. But this whole process is important in two real respects. Number one, we get very, very in-depth into medical history and find out where these guys are from a physical standpoint. And then number two, probably my favorite part of this weekend is the opportunity to really sit down and start to get to know these guys as men and as human beings. And really, that's my favorite part of the weekend.
We've heard stories about some of your peers that they like to challenge guys and they get confrontational. We've heard the other end of the spectrum. What type of interview process is it like when a prospect's in with you?
Well, I think you got to figure out what you're trying to get accomplished. And so we're trying to get to know these guys and know them as men. And so there are examples of situations where you're trying to figure out what makes a guy tick. And so I can understand why people say that they try to challenge guys. We just try to figure out who the guy is. And we're trying to figure out a couple different things about him. It's limited in 15 minutes. So this isn't the only time we get to spend time with them. We'll go to pro days. We'll have them work out. We'll have, you know, we get 30 guys to come to Houston and come on our campus and spend more time with. So it's not the only environment, but really the ultimate goal is to figure out, you know, who the guy is. Does he fit into your culture, to your locker room, and can he survive in your organization?
How about this draft itself? What are the strengths position-wise that you've seen, you've pinpointed so far?
I will tell you this. I do think that there are some wide receivers in this draft class. I like the quarterback group. There's some quarterbacks through the various rounds. I like the group of quarterbacks in this draft. So defensively, there's some guys who can rush the passer a little bit. And, you know, you always are looking for that. And then I think the safety group looks good as well.
When you talk about the quarterback position, what do you like most about this group?
There's volume. You know, there's versatility. There's different kinds of quarterbacks, and so I think that probably is a most attractive thing. There's a bunch of different kind of guys.
You know. And what's one thing you really want to get better at moving forward?
What I would like to see moving forward is we just got to keep getting better. I mean, my job is to acquire talent, and so we've got to continue to bolster this roster. We've got to continue to get better. Continue to, you know, come together as a scouting staff, coaching staff. Bill and I speak the same language. We see it out of the same eyes now. We don't have a whole lot of conversation about what we're talking about. We're talking about what we're talking about, you know, and so that's been fun. We have to have an outstanding offseason to give ourselves a chance to go chase that championship and play that game in Houston next year.